Welcome to Man Made, a podcast hosted by me, Pete Wicks, where we're going to find out what it takes to be a man. To mark Mental Health Awareness Week, we're releasing some mini episodes featuring some of the guests we've got coming up on the pod, specifically talking about men's mental health. The full episodes will be available wherever you watch and listen very soon, but for now, I hope you can take something from this. For today's mini pod, here's Jake Humphrey.
We as men have to start changing this conversation. And I think like anything big, it just has to start small. We have to stop having transactional relationships with each other, where it's like, how are you, Pete? Mate, it was great to be on your podcast. Stay happy, man. I'll see you soon and we'll get a beer. And it needs to become more of, is there anything in your life at the moment that's a struggle that I might be able to help you with? It comes down to having conversations with your friends, like, let's all get together. And of course, have a night we want to have. You know, do the things that you want to do. But at the same time, go, right, what's the one thing that all of us have got that is an issue at the moment? Or what's the biggest thing we failed with that stressed us out this week? Or who feels under a mountain of pressure?
Is that something that you personally do? Can you do that with your friends?
Yeah, no, not enough, I don't think.
And I'm 100% guilty of that myself as well.
I feel 100%. Like I sit on my podcast and tell people what to do and I come on a show like this and I say, this is what we should all do.
But this is part and parcel of why I wanted to do this podcast is rather than just work on career or work on doing this or doing that and finding out that those successes don't make me happy because I still have this deep fear of not being worthy or whatever else because I don't know where to go with that. I don't know what to do with that. And, you know, part of doing the book and then part of doing this is about just opening up a conversation for people to be able to relate to that. Yeah. And if people start a conversation with friends and try something different, it may make a difference somewhere along the line. And I think it is important for people like you and I to be able to discuss this stuff. But you are 100% right. It's very different us discussing this to someone who may already be struggling.
And these issues, mate, are so deeply rooted in a lot of areas of society. You know, you and I work in the media, right? Which I think traditionally is a place where you probably can be a bit more vulnerable or you can be a bit more open or you can actually say how you're feeling. But what about men who are working in really masculine environment? I think also loneliness is a massive issue. You know, loneliness literally kills people. And I live in Norfolk, right? And every single time I see a tractor on a field, I look at that tractor and think, man, I hope you're all right in there. Because these farmers are sitting in these tractors for 8 hours straight and they're going up and down their field. And what's happening? There are thoughts spinning in their head. There's self-doubt washing around. There's fear about the future. There's this constant pressure that, you know, actually beneath it all, you feel as a man like you have to be the one to provide for your family and look after people. Even though society's changed in that respect, I still feel that we as men have, we do feel that.
Yeah, of course,
And I think all of those things sit with men who do a lot of work on their own, men who are lonely, and that is a real problem.
And I mean, loneliness is you're 100% right there again. I personally have spent the majority of my life surrounded by people, but have still felt the loneliest I've ever been.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there is a lonelier place than inside your own head.
Yeah.
And it's about allowing people to get outside and reflect on how they feel and how they think and express themselves, because men can't express themselves.
You can be in a room of 100 people.
Yeah, and still feel lonely as shit.
Absolutely, yeah. And actually, that makes you feel even worse, because then you go, hold on, I've just been in a room of 100 people where there was a party. But everyone had smiles on their faces. Everyone looked like they were having a great time.
Mm.
And I felt dead inside. Like, what is wrong with me? You know, if you are sitting on your own in your bedroom and you feel lonely, you kind of get that. You say, okay, I was on my own. When you're in a busy place and you still feel lonely, that is very scary, because then you start having that fear of, am I ever going to not feel like this?
Yeah. Yeah. And that is it's a scary place to be. It's a really scary place to be. And, you know, it's not for us to find an answer on this podcast.
No, but it is, I think, for us to start say, this. By the way, we're there with you.
Yeah.
Like, we feel the same as you. I think sometimes just allowing other people to recognise that we all feel the same. I do feel we spend our lives thinking that everyone else is fine and we're struggling.
Yeah.
And if people can just hear us say that I struggle every day, you struggle every day, and that is okay. You know, there's an argument that life shouldn't be without struggle.
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find mental health support where you live or talk about your feelings, visit the Hub for Hope, www.hubforhope.co.uk, where you can find links to services across the UK.